Good morning. It's 7:30 on WCLK. You're listening to Public Affairs this morning. I'm Rob Maynard. We've got news from National Public Radio and the Tavis Smiley Show coming up. But you are listening now to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. Today, we're going to take a look back at our recent winter storms and find out what your Fulton County government was doing under extraordinary circumstances. We're joined now by Fulton County Fire Chief Larry Few. Our county fire stations served as warming centers for stranded citizens recently. The fire department put out fires and had many other heroic efforts during a couple of major storms in our community. Public safety officials dealt with two very different situations between these two winter storms, Chief, January 28th and then the one February 12th. That first storm trapped and traumatized in upwards of a million people. And we generally seemed a little better prepared as a community for the second of the two, but what kind of challenges did you see in these events, and how did your department respond?
I would say that the first ice storm, I won't say it caught us by surprise, but there were elements of public safety and state safety that were not prepared fully to handle the number of stranded motorists. The ice that came in rather quickly, we just were not ready as a public safety entity.
Looking back on that one, there was a weather warning given at like 3:40 in the morning. If people were using weather radios, I mean, I know your agency and every other agency has gone back and said, well, how could we have done this differently? What do you think might have changed the equation there?
Well, I do think that the governor did list some things out that would be a little bit different if we had the situation again. Early warning is paramount. And then the issue of reacting ahead of the curve, maybe letting schools out first, then businesses, and then have the government go in after that. The preparation of having all of the assets, such as snow plows, all of the ice, de-icing materials like salt and sand ready ahead of time. The assets were just not in place to handle what we went through.
You're listening to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. And our guest this morning is Fire Chief Larry Few, and we're talking about his department's response and public safety's response to our most recent winter storms. You know, Chief, I think a lot of people in Fulton County realized too late that they did not have a family emergency plan if they were separated, and they didn't have an emergency kit on board their car, for example. What do people need to know? What kind of plans do people need to make in advance of events like these?
Yeah, there are certain things that you can pack and have ready to go, almost like we always tell people to be prepared if their house catches fire, have a safety plan on how you're going to get out and where you're going to meet. For those winter safety kits, make sure you pack a bottle of water, some kind of water that's ready for you, power bars that are in there. Because some people have medical challenges and they have to eat at a certain time, so have that ready. Also, an emergency blanket or some type of emergency heating blanket that you can stretch out and use. And I would also go as far as saying, if you have medicines that you need to take on a regular basis, so certainly you have to rotate them out, but have that, maybe a 2 or 3 day supply ready. And a nominal change of clothes would also be helpful.
Yeah, maybe a flashlight with some batteries. And and even something as simple as if you're a commuter and you've got an office job where you have a dress code, make sure you've got some shoes and pants that you can wear if you have to walk home from something.
Yeah, that's that nominal dress that I was speaking of, because a lot of times when you come to work, you're in suit and a pair of loafers. Certainly navigating through ice and snow, loafers won't do a very good job for you.
I know that a huge concern for you is the issue of people who end up in situations where they are cooking or heating and there's a poorly ventilated system. We had a lot of people go off the electrical grid who were all of a sudden trying to cook over open fires and heat in alternate ways. in the cold and the dark, people trying to learn how to use a generator for the first time and not knowing what they were doing. How do we get through winter storms in a better way? What's your advice for heating and cooking when the electrical grid goes down?
Let me first say that all of the fire departments in Fulton County are set up so that we can go out to the homeowner associations and talk to folks about how to best handle situations like that. We also have a very robust CERT program, Community Emergency Response Training Program, that we teach. You can connect into that first. But when you start talking about cooking using alternate sources, cooking and heating, let me say, we have to be very careful because we answered a number of calls from people saying, we lost our heating. Can we heat with our stove? Well, no, that's about as dangerous thing as you can do is start trying to heat your residence using the kitchen stove. But the cooking, we have to make sure that they understand you cannot use an open flame from your fish fryer inside. You have to get outside at least 10 feet away from your residence if you're going to do stuff like that. And be careful with the use of oils and having kids around. So we have a wide variety of areas that we really train and talk to people on what they can do to be very safe.
So if someone wants to follow up with you and maybe have Fulton County Fire Department come and yes. talk about these issues, maybe for a community group or a church group or at a school, how do they do that?
They can call my office at 404-612-5700. And just make that contact. We're a homeowner association. We'd like for you to come in to do some emergency response training, and we'll take it from there.
Well, I know that I've taught my daughter, and I've always known that if you're in trouble, you can go to a fire station for aid and comfort. And I think
yes.
a lot of people in Fulton County and the metro area learned in recent weeks that that's very true. Did your department end up sheltering citizens, particularly around that traffic disaster?
Yes, we sheltered up towards to 200 people in our stations. And every fire station in unincorporated Fulton County is an area of safe haven. And it's considered a warming station so that if we have inclement weather or if you need emergency help, you can come to a fire station and we'll make sure that you get the proper help and assistance that you need. So we're set up that way. And I think if you talk to anyone that came to our stations during the ice storm, the initial one, and even the secondary storm that we had, they will tell you that we were prepared and we handled them with the best of care.
We're coming up now into the spring season, and as we have this conversation, there was some severe weather that came through a little bit earlier in the Atlanta area.
Yeah.
We have a spring storm season. Do you have any particular hints to maybe keep people from not having a fire truck roll up outside of their house?
Well, you know, the storms that came through last night were thunderstorms and a little rain that came through the area. I would say one of the most important devices that you can have is to have maybe a weather band type radio system or have a radio with that operates on batteries for backup so you can stay abreast of what's happening and then can take shelter inside the home if we were to have a tornado or if we have to have some kind of heavy winds that come in that downs a lot of trees. There's an area of safe haven even in your home that you can go to. Now, if you can't identify it, again, you can call the fire department. We'll come out and we'll do the give your house the cursory inspection and then just handle it from there for you.
That weather radio, we've spoken with General Russell Honore before, one of the public officials that did cover himself in glory in the aftermath of Katrina, and he tells everybody get a weather radio
yes.
because when you have a warning in your area, it'll go off just like an alarm clock and let you know to seek shelter.
Absolutely. And in Fulton County, you have also code red. If you have not registered for it, you need to, because what happens in code red is that certain numbers that you list, they're called. And we'll tell you about the inclement weather or the ice storm that's upon us and you know, give you that early warning that you need. Early warning is the verse of the day.
And is code red a is that like a wireless alert that you
yeah.
can register for?
Yes, you can. In fact, if you want further information on how you can register, the county 911 system operates it. And you can simply call my office at 612 5700, and we'll give you the steps on how you need to go through to get registered with Code Red.
It's been a trying time lately for many people in Atlanta. Yeah. Many people having dealings with public safety officials that might not typically, and the fallout seems to be very positive that I've heard. People understood the tough position that people like yourself and your department were in, and I appreciate you coming by today. And any parting words?
Well, I would say that it's certainly an honor to serve the public. We were ready and able to do it on the ice storms that we had, and we certainly are good partners in the community and love to help folks out. So if you need any kind of special assistance, the men and women of the Fulton County Fire Rescue Department are ready and able to serve. And again, my number is 404-612-5700.
Fulton County Fire Chief Larry Few, thanks to the men and women of the Fulton County Fire Department. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
And thanks to Chief Few. You're listening to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. When we come back, we'll talk with Victor Robinson, Transportation Program Manager for the Fulton County Department of Facilities and Transportation.
Asthma is a serious, costly, but controllable chronic disease. According to the American Lung Association, 24,657 children and nearly 55,000 adults suffer from asthma in Fulton County. The Fulton County Department of Health Services and Office of Environmental Health is committed to educating all Fulton County residents about asthma so that everyone knows what asthma is, how the environment can affect asthma patients, and how to manage environmental asthma triggers. Learning what might trigger an asthma attack and what you can do to get rid of those triggers can help you and your family stay healthy. Fulton County government wants to help you and your family breathe easier. For more information, visit our website at fultoncountyga.gov. This has been a public service announcement from Fulton County in partnership with Jazz 91.9 WCLK.
You're listening to Fulton Focus on WCLK. The key to our recent winter storm problems in general ended up being problems with our road system. We're joined now by Victor Robinson, Transportation Program Manager for the Fulton County Department of Facilities and Transportation. Wow, Victor, quite a challenging few weeks for your office, I imagine.
Yes, it has been quite a week.
Could you talk about the challenges you've faced trying to keep the roads clear and clean and safe over the course of two very different winter storm situations in Fulton County?
One of the biggest challenges were the abandoned cars that were in the middle of the road. It made it very challenging for the sand spreaders and other vehicles to get through to actually treat the roads. And I think that was one of the biggest challenges that we had from the first event, just trying to get the service vehicles on the roads to treat the ice.
Yeah, and talking to public safety people, I mean, the challenge was as much the gridlock traffic as it was the weather.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And also the tow trucks to remove the vehicles, they even had a hard time to come in and remove the vehicles. And also we weren't able to treat the roads with the de-icer material because we couldn't get through because of the abandoned cars.
So the first event, the January 28th event, with the massive traffic gridlock was a nightmare, I'm guessing, because you couldn't even get equipment into place to do things. The city people in the area seem to react much better to the second storm all the way around. Was the second storm an easier putt for your shop?
Yes, it was. We were able to get out to the roads. We were able to treat the roads with the de-icer, and also we were able to get out and pre-treat the roads. So we didn't have the traffic tie-ups that we faced with the first cleanup, and it made our job a lot easier. And also we were a lot more effective in putting down the de-icer and pre-treating the roads.
What kind of materials did Fulton County use for de-icing on the roads?
Basically, we use a combination of sand and calcium chloride. And that basically serves two purposes, gives traction and also prevents the roads from icing up. And also, if there is ice present, it melts the ice.
So the salt, I'm guessing, melts away relatively soon. But depending on how hilly your neighborhood is or where you are, if you're like me, you're driving through some sand and gravel every day. That's bouncing up off the roads. How long is that stuff going to be there? And does your department actually go back along and sweep some of it up?
Yes, we do. And we're presently in the process of sweeping up the roads. And the major focus areas are the intersections and also on the hills. But we are making progress on that, and it's going along well.
The January 28th storm, of course, was very traumatic. People ended up living in their cars overnight, abandoning their cars. What kind of challenges were that? I bet you people came across all kinds of stuff by the side of the road by the end of that.
We did. There are numerous vehicles that we actually assisted in pulling out of ditches, and also there are numerous individuals that we just helped, you know, walk along the side of the roads that were very icy and so forth. So that did propose a lot of challenges for us and with the vehicles in the ditches. So on the second event, you know, it's a lot calmer because there weren't as many vehicles stranded on the side of the road.
We're talking with Victor Robinson. He's Transportation Program Manager for the Fulton County Department of Facilities and Transportation. Well, we've made it through the storms. Now we can start nitpicking at things. If we've got a Fulton County listener today who feels like they've got a pothole or some sort of unsafe road condition in their neighborhood in the county, how can they report that to your office, and what kind of response can they expect?
You can call our main office at 770-306-3105. If it's a pothole, we'll respond within 48 hours and make the repair within 48 hours.
Wow. What are the biggest challenges that you see your office facing as we go into the springtime?
We're going to start getting into the stormy weather for us, the tornado watches and so forth. So we're always on standby, and it's just a fluctuation of the different weather conditions. One day it's cold, next day it varies. So we're just on standby and stay in a ready mode.
All right, then. Well, we've been talking with Victor Robinson with the Department of Facilities and Transportation for Fulton County. Again, you can follow up with their office at 770-306-3105. Victor, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're listening to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. When we return, we'll be joined by Ken Van Hoos with the Fulton County Office of Aging, talking about how our area's seniors coped with the storm.
Fulton County Water Resources reminds you that bats, roots, rags, oils, and grease in the sewer system, also known as frogs, can all lead to clogged pipes and sewer spills. These clogged sewers and overflows are costly to repair and clean up. You can help keep sewer systems flowing by placing all fats, oils, and grease in the trash and never down the drain where they can clog the lines. To find out more ways you can save water and help our infrastructure, go to FultonCountyGA.gov. This has been a public service announcement from Fulton County in partnership with Jazz 91.9 WCLK.
During winter storms like the recent ones that hit the metro area, our elderly citizens can sometimes be at the most risk. We're joined now by Ken Van Hoos, Program Manager with the Office of Aging with Fulton County Government. Ken, thanks for joining us today on Fulton Focus.
Thanks for having me.
During an average winter, it can be difficult to get around for our county's senior citizens. This winter, we've had a 1-2 punch of winter storms. They presented a lot of problems to everybody, but the first storm in particular kept a lot of people stranded from caregivers and their necessities. What was the situation in Fulton County with regards to our elderly population? What kind of challenges did your office see?
Well, like most Atlantans, we had a challenge with traffic. We had, during the first storm, we had released our senior centers early. Many of the buses got caught up in traffic. We also had a group of seniors that were on a leased MARTA bus that had attended a Fulton County Office of Aging luncheon that day. On their way home, they got caught up in the traffic and were stranded. We've kept in communication with them through one of our staff that was on the bus and tried to guide them back to the center. However, they did get stranded and wound up at a firehouse where they had shelter for the night. In the meantime, our staff was back at the facility. They stayed. They had prepared food for when the seniors got back to the center and had stayed in contact with their caregivers to let them know what was going on. And eventually, when they did get back to the center, of course, it was breakfast then, and the staff had served them breakfast and kept them comfortable. We also provided rides for them home the next morning on our transportation service. They left their cars at the center, and then on Friday, when things were cleared, we provided them transportation back to the center so they could pick up their cars.
Wow. So people that are involved with your various centers around the county really were in luck during that event, if not for other weather issues going on.
Oh, sure. And hats off to the Atlanta Fire Department and everybody else that pitched in to help us with that situation.
I'm sure a lot of caregivers and people, volunteers and staffers, put in double and triple shifts.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. We've had on public affairs here in WCLK before, we've talked to former General Russell Honoré. He's one of the few public officials, of course, to come out of the Katrina situation actually better for the wear because of a lot of good common sense he delivered to people. He talks about having a plan. Have an emergency kit, have a weather radio, have a plan. When you're talking about elderly people, is this just as important, do you think, for this community?
Well, absolutely. And at our centers, we often discuss emergency preparedness and encourage seniors to have their kits together with blankets, flashlights, water, have food around the house that will, be able to get you through some days when you might not be able to get out. In addition, and for our in-home service clients and our senior center participants, we send out what's called a shelf-stable meal that has a six-month shelf life. So we send, typically around Thanksgiving every year, we send them two shelf-stable meals for them to hold in case there's a day when we have to close the centers or we're not able to get out and do home-delivered meals. They'll have something there that they can eat and tide them over until we can get back out.
We're talking with Ken Van Hoos. He's program manager for the Office of Aging with Fulton County. Ken, there are a lot of great programs every day at the senior centers around the county. A lot of things people can get involved in. And so many times, especially if we have an elderly person who's maybe lost a loved one recently and maybe they're living by themselves for the first time, it's easy for them to just sit at home and stay at home. But there are really some great opportunities to mix and mingle at our county senior centers, aren't there?
Absolutely. We have four what we refer to as multipurpose facilities throughout the county. The multipurpose facility is really geared towards the senior that is really independent. It's kind of like a college campus. They register for classes. There's a breakfast and lunch served every day. Each facility has a therapeutic pool to do aquatic aerobics and computer labs, fitness room. That's four centers throughout the county. We also have 14 neighborhood senior centers. The seniors that attend the neighborhood centers are a little bit more dependent. Lunch is provided at those centers. We also provide transportation to those centers. And then at the other end of the spectrum, we have an adult day program for seniors that actually need supervision throughout the day. And they're attached to each one of the multipurpose facilities. And seniors can come there, their caregivers can contact us and get them admitted to one of those programs.
And, of course, these facilities are geographically spread throughout the county. Whether you're in the north part of the county, you're in town, or you're all the way on the south side, there's a place relatively nearby for you to go.
Yes, we've got centers from Palmetto all the way up to Milton. So we've got the whole county covered. And if you need information about the centers or any of the other activities or services we provide, we operate what we call the STAR line. It's an information and assistance line for seniors and caregivers. The phone number is 404-613-6000.
Again, if you're interested in following up on these programs for yourself, or maybe you're a caregiver or a loved one for somebody you'd like to get a little bit more involved, that Starline number is 404-613-6000. Ken Van Hoos, Program Manager with the Office of Aging, thanks so much for joining us on Fulton Focus today.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this look back at Fulton County's response to our recent winter storms. You've been listening to Fulton Focus, a joint production of WCLK and the Fulton County Office of Communications. Fulton Focus is produced by myself, Rob Maynard, and Fulton County Communications Director Erica Davis. If you would like more information about your Fulton County government, you can check them out online at fultoncountyga.gov. Thanks for listening to Fulton Focus.